This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Algorithms, apps, big data. You've heard these words before, but increasingly they're being used to convince venture capitalists and potential customers that the food industry is next in line for disruption. Tech startups have ideas, and Marketplace's Queen Akim has this report.
In San Francisco, you can see the future of restaurants, or at least the way it's envisioned by techies. And no surprise, the dining experience starts with an app. You didn't bring your lunch and you don't have time to go out? Go to your iPhone, look for your favorite restaurant app, and click on the photo of the meal you want. And while they can't zap it to you, they're working on it.
Ah, here we go, an order.
Caden Berkmoyer is a driver at Sprig, one of the many food tech startups popping up in San Francisco. We're in his car, and in the back seat is a big bag full of assorted boxed lunches.
It just popped up in my app. It has one granola salad. And
here's how Sprig works. When you place an order, an algorithm sends it to the nearest driver.
And we are delivering to Tanya.
Sprig is like a San Francisco-style restaurant, only on wheels. Lunch is $9, and the food is mostly organic, and the meat's hormone-free. The startup won't say if it's profitable, but it's looking to expand into more cities. And Sprig thinks it can use technology to compete in price with big restaurant chains and offer healthier meals.
The challenges are immense.
Kent Bennett is with Bessemer Venture Partners. He says in the past, tech investors have stayed away from food.
Most of the companies we invest in move ones and zeros around, and food tech companies, you're moving heirloom tomatoes around. You know, they start to rot the second they fall off the vine.
And that's money down the drain. But Bennett says, this tech boom, investors are giving food another look.
This is a trillion-dollar market. Like, there's almost no category of software that even begins to approach that number. And there's a lot of pain in the food space, whether it's health and wellness or affordability.
And Bennett says venture capitalists are betting that startups can use mobile computing and big data to take away some of that pain and take on the traditional food companies. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.